This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. You are listening to myself, Elizabeth Benton. I've got Sarah here with me, and we have a special guest here, too, that you might intermittently hear. Who's in the room with us?
Rumi is under my chair.
I normally lock him up, but we just came inside from the office. That's actually a big milestone. We need to announce. Yes. We are officially kind of sort of working in the office.
We're definitely working in the office.
The only reason we're not recording in the office is because there's not really any furniture out there. There's like a big slab of wood that we're using as a desk. And so it's really echoey in there right now, but it won't be once we get furniture. And the furniture's slowly coming together, very slowly. But yeah, we're in the office building.
And it's so beautiful, and I can't wait for everyone to see your pictures.
I know. I want to get like all the construction stuff out. It's not done yet, which, yeah.
No, we're working on a piece of plywood, and it's resting on sawhorses.
Yeah. But we've got cool chairs.
Yes, we do have cool chairs. And fresh flowers in there. It's really pretty.
Yeah, we have lilacs. They're different. Three varieties of lilacs, which is amazing. But yeah, if you are following me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton, I will be sharing pictures as we make further progress. It's definitely not done yet, but it is workable and it's awesome to be out there. But the reason Rumi is in here is because he's been out in the office with us. It's a warmer day and he's not quite used to it. So instead of locking him up, he's on the floor. So if you hear like whining and crying, it's no big deal. It's just the 14-week-old dog on the floor, right? It's just the way we're going to roll today. He's adorable.
He is adorable. And he's getting huge. So big. Yeah.
He's huge. So today is a special episode because we are announcing the winners of all of our episode 600 giveaways. But I'm going to make them wait until the end.
Do it.
Yeah. So don't let me forget.
Oh, I'll try not to.
That would be so bad, right? Like, guys, you didn't announce the winners.
6 months later.
Oh, sorry. No, I have the names right here. We're going to get to it. I love taking your questions. You guys ask great questions, and we have a bunch of them today. So hit me with the first one.
Okay. I've been working on letting go of my past and focusing on me in the now. But old thoughts of the past keep popping up in my head. How or what do I do when they pop up to send them off nicely without dwelling on them?
I love that concept of like sending them off nicely.
I know, me too.
That, you just kind of answered your own question right there. Just like, thanks, okay, bye. I mean, no, seriously, that really is what it is. Sometimes we want there to be like, first you do this and then you put your left arm up and you wrinkle your nose. But like, it's really not like that. So realistically for all of us, thoughts of the past come into our mind. There is this memory I have of this meeting I was in like 7 years ago that will still come into my mind and make me cringe. Like still to this day, I'm like, oh, I kind of die a little on the inside when I replay it. And then I just am like, that's over. Next, what am I doing now? And we actually talked about this on our last Q&A. I was sharing how one of my friends is a mom. And with her kids, to get them out of a freakout mode, she'll be like, okay, five senses time. Tell me what you can see. Tell me what you can hear. Tell me what you can touch. Tell me what you can smell. Tell me what you can taste. And while I don't think you need to do that, the point of that, I think, is profound. And that is return to the moment you're in. So this thing happened yesterday. I'm actually going to talk about it on a podcast next week and the lesson that I learned from it. But I had a situation with somebody that was doing some work on the office, and it really upset me. Sarah was here. I was in tears. I was sad, disappointed, frustrated, angry, all the things. And absolutely, it keeps popping up into my mind. And when it does, I just come back to, okay, but right now, I'm recording a podcast. Okay, well, right now, I need to respond to this email. Nothing is happening right now. This thing is done and over. And the only thing that can keep it alive is your attention on it. sometimes we tell ourselves that we don't have control over where our thoughts go, but we have control over where we allow our attention to rest. So we can sit and mull it over and replay it over and over, or we can turn our attention away. And sometimes we have to do it again and again. I think about like training Sweet Rumi, which is kind of a joke because he's only 14 weeks old. But for example, I'll think about my other dog who was trained, because Rumi's not. But when we were training him to walk on a leash, sometimes we would have to correct him 50 times on a walk. But then maybe the next time it was 45, and the next time it was 40, and the next time it was 60, and the next time it was 30. And so no matter how many times you have to say, "Up, I'm over in this thing that's already done, I need to come back to the moment I'm in." Or honestly, even if you're like, "Well, I don't want to come back to the moment I'm in, I'm at work and it's unpleasant." What do you want? I used to do this when I was going through the separation with my former husband. Oh my goodness. The pattern of going back to that thing he said, that thing I said, that thing I didn't say. What if I had done this? What if I had done that? Sometimes I didn't want to come back to like, "Well, I'm just sitting on the couch. Nothing's on TV. I don't want to come back to this moment I'm in." So I would go to what I can do to make it great. What can I do that will make me happy today? Or what can I do to build a connection? Since I'm mourning this loss of connection, what can I do to connect with somebody else? Or as I'm going to be talking about next week on the show with this situation that just happened that keeps coming into my mind, it's done. Now how can I make it great? What can I do to make this thing that I wish hadn't happened actually work in my favor? Going back to, because I think a lot of people can relate to episode, I think 204 was the episode where my mom was on the show. And we talked about how tough things were growing up with my weight, food, all of that, and just really feeling rejected in my own home, in my own body. And when I go back to some of those moments, I say, that happened. Now, how can I make it great? How can I use these hard things that happened and turn them into something wonderful? So one tool is just redirect to the moment you're in. What is happening right now? My mind can wander even when I'm recording a podcast to that guy, not like a guy I'm courting or anything like that. Like I have a boyfriend, everything's fine. But like that guy who the issue is with yesterday, like he hasn't texted, he hasn't said anything. What's going to happen? What am I going to do? This, that, and the other thing. But then I say, right now I'm recording this podcast and I want to be here, truly here, even if it means I have to bring my attention back again and again and again and again, just like training a dog. We just do that over and over. It doesn't have to be more complicated than that. That's what I have to say.
I love that we go from something deep like that to the next question, which is, what kind of coffee do you drink?
So I have to say that I love, and in fact, towards the end, we have a question that I included just because it's like playful and silly.
Yeah.
I love the mix.
I know. I do too.
Yeah. Like when people ask questions like, you know, what's your boyfriend's name or whatever, like I appreciate that we can just like everything goes. Mm-hmm. Throw it in there and we will put it. We're not filtering to be like, well, only the serious stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So what was the question again?
What kind of coffee do you drink?
Oh, this changed recently. I have bounced around between a few brands and those who know me know I take coffee very seriously. I love coffee. It is the highlight of my day. And I also want to make sure that I'm putting quality into my body, right? So I'm not going to go into a gas station and get a cup of coffee because A, I want it to taste amazing, and B, I want it to be really good for me. So recently I made a switch. Presently, I am drinking Four Sigmatic coffee, F-O-U-R, like the number, Four Sigmatic coffee. The reason I made the change is because I decided that if I'm going to drink it every single day, I would love to be consuming something that I feel like is one of the best things out there for me. And I wasn't drinking like crappy quality coffee before at all, not at all. But the thing about Four Sigmatic is that they have a dark roast coffee, and I'm a dark roast girl personally. That's just my flavor preference. That's all it is to it. I just like the taste of a dark roast better than a light roast. They have a dark roast coffee that has therapeutic mushroom extracts in it. But as I say that, I know people are going, mushroom and coffee? That's disgusting. I do not like mushrooms. Do you like mushrooms?
Yes.
I don't. Yeah, I had a bad experience with mushrooms once, but that was different. But I don't like mushrooms. However, there are certain kinds of mushrooms like lion's mane, chaga. There's a whole bunch that have really powerful properties for different things. Like some are really immune supporting. Others are really great for focus. And I need all the focus I can get. Sarah can attest to the fact that I'm a little bit of a fruit fly with attention.
I wouldn't have said that, but I understand what you mean.
You see it in me.
A little bit.
Somebody said to me on the phone earlier, I was on the phone with one of my 12 weeks to transformation clients, like, I don't know, 20 minutes ago. And she said, you must be the most like linear, logical, type A focused person in the world. And I was like, nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, and isn't this proof too? Because we were just talking about coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How did I get? Oh, because focus. Because I need focus. That's why the chaga and the lion's mane. Anything that is going, that I can like double up, right? If I can enjoy my coffee, it tastes amazing and it's doing something great for me. It's 100% organic. Arabica beans. The chaga is great for the immune. The lion's mane is really great for focus, and it still tastes great for me. So yeah, the short answer is I'm drinking Four Sigmatic brand coffee. I'll link it up in the show notes, but it's four spelled out, F-O-U-R, Sigmatic, which, interesting side note to play on the fact that I'm totally not a linear thinker. So you know how like with peppers, they have the scale for hotness?
Mm-hmm.
Four Sigmatic actually refers to a different scale that is like the power of the health promoting benefits in a mushroom. And Four Sigma is like the greatest.
I didn't know that.
Isn't that interesting?
It is.
Just got a little factual tidbit if you ever decide to go to trivia. But I think we both know who, without saying his name, who is master trivia person?
Your boyfriend.
100%.
110%.
It is like crazy.
You know what's odd? If I ever think about going to trivia, I want him on my team.
100%.
And not that I go to trivia, but if no. I did, that's who I would want.
Well,
on my
every
team.
Time I've gone, I just am really interested in like, how do you learn those kinds of things?
I know, and where do you store them all?
Right. I think maybe he's missing some spaces that we've filled with other things, but yeah, he's crazy about trivia. But that's a trivia thing. I bet he wouldn't know the answer to that.
Challenge him.
I plan to.
Okay, let me know.
I will. I will also link up Four Sigmatic Coffee in the show notes, and you can use the coupon code PRIMAL, P-R-I-M-A-L, to save 15%. If you want to give it a try, they also you've tried this. Their turmeric latte.
Yes. You made it for me, and it was delicious.
Yes, and boyfriend loves it too, and he's not like a coffee person, and that is so good. It also has mushroom extracts in it.
And it was yellow.
It was yellow from the turmeric. Yes. And the cool thing about that is it's these little travel packets. So I have two back-to-back weeks of travel coming up. It's coming with me 100% because hotel coffee sucks.
Yeah.
So bad.
It does.
So I'm bringing these four Sigmatic packets with me. And if you want to try them, there'll be a coupon. The coupon code is PRIMAL, P-R-I-M-A-L, helps you save 15%. And I'll put the link in the show notes, primalpotential.com/606. Next question.
I had no idea that there were different strains of probiotics. Can you give me a link to the different strains and what they target?
No.
Please.
No, I actually can't give you a link to the different strains because that's like saying I had no idea there were different vitamins. Can you give me a link to the different ones? I don't know. I'd have to like build a website. There are billions of different strains of bacteria. So from the pathogenic bacteria that we get tested for when we go to the doctor to be tested for a bacterial infection to the probiotics. It's even bigger than sometimes we say like, oh, there's different vitamins. But when we're talking about bacteria, there's infinitely more strains of bacteria than there are vitamins. There's this great story. Did you hear our friend Pat? You were with me when Pat was telling this story about like can you bring me home some tools?
Yes.
Yeah. So we have a mutual friend named Pat, and we were talking about probiotics because that's what we do, right? We just talk about weird stuff like that.
We're such interesting people.
We are such interesting people. And he was like, when people say, can you recommend a probiotic? It would be like my wife saying to me, hey, since you're going by Home Depot, can you pick up some tools? Well, what kind of tools? Like, what are you trying to do? Like, are you looking for a chainsaw? Are you looking for a screwdriver? Like, it's very, very different. So what I would recommend is listening to episode 596. It's a great place to start. And not only do we talk about specific strains to give you that baseline understanding in 596, but on the show notes page for 596 are all of the episodes we've done in the past, going all the way back to, like, I don't know, episode 33 or something like that. It's not 33, but way back before episode 50, we were doing episodes on probiotics. So listen to episode 596 and then go to the show notes page for that episode for all the past episodes we've done.
Why do I do things I know are bad for me?
I don't know. Why do you do things that you know are bad for you? I think this comes down to perspective, right? Before we make any decision, there is a thought or a series of thoughts that precede it. Now, sometimes it happens so quickly, or we're not paying attention to those thoughts. I tackle this a lot in the Changemaker series, part one, about awareness. So I think that's episode 579, but either way, I'll link it up in the show notes, primalpotential.com/606. But the reality is that every time we make a decision, there is a thought or series of thought that precedes it. So we walk into the bakery and we commit ahead of time, I'm just going to get coffee, not going to get any sweets. But then we see the pastries in the case and we say, oh my gosh, those look amazing, I'm just going to get one, right? Well, in that moment, you convinced yourself that it looked good and you wanted to do it, right? You also could have gone in there and said, you know what? It does look good and I'm remembering this. But for today, I said just coffee, right? So I'm going to come back here at some point. But for today, just coffee. I had this moment last night. We went to a new burger place. It's right next to there's a church that's a restaurant. Belfry.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right next to Belfry. Is
oh yeah next door burger next, bar
well perfect because they're owned by the same people.
Yes.
So it's next door to the Belfry. It's called Next Door. That was tough. Anyway, we got there, we sat down. I had decided burger, no bun, sweet potato fries, and then they have a salted caramel milkshake on the menu.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
And it was like hot and we had just walked on the beach, so we were warm. Yeah. And I said, noted. Next time I want, like, an indulgence, I'm going to get it. But I already decided. Now, if I got there and I said, oh, that sounds so amazing, and hey, we're out, and it's warm, and I haven't really eaten much today. It's all about the series of thoughts that you use. And so what I do, and this is something we do a lot of in the 12 Weeks to Transformation, is first, the most important pillar that we talk about in episode 579 is building awareness. Because when you become aware of those thoughts you have that convince you of those decisions you make, then you can change them. But you have to have the awareness first. If you're somebody that's like, I don't even know, it's like I just do it. It's not true. It's just that you lack the awareness. These are the pillars that we build in the 12 Weeks to Transformation. Side note about that, I just made an executive decision like 5 or 6 days ago that for everybody on the wait list for the summer 12 Weeks to Transformation, so our summer 12 weeks kicks off on July 7th, but registration opens a few weeks before that, so people have been on the wait list. I've decided that I'm using the next few weeks between now and when registration opens to do free coaching every single week for people that are on the wait list because, number one, I want to get to know you and what your challenges are. And number two, I want you to get to know me and my coaching style so that when registration opens up, you're really clear on if we're a good fit for each other. And if we're not, no big deal. Listen to the podcast or don't, whatever. But I'm doing that free coaching. So for somebody who's like, why am I doing this? Why am I making these choices that are bad for me? Go to primalpotential.com/transform. We'll also link it up in the show notes for today's episode. Get on the wait list and then participate in that weekly coaching so that it's totally free between now and when registration opens so that you can kind of get a sense of the tools that we use for this very challenge inside the 12 weeks.
That's a huge benefit.
Dude.
That's awesome.
It's been so much fun.
Good.
I've just been doing these 15-minute videos every week on like challenges that people are sharing with me. And it's cool. It's fun. I've never done it before.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I should have done it a couple years ago, but better now than never.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How do I stay focused over the long run?
Stay focused in the short run. The future isn't here yet. Don't try to solve a future problem. Instead, be the change right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what's going to happen after I finish my whole 30. That's something I hear a lot. Like, I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to keep it up once this is over. You're not there yet. You can't solve that problem, so don't fuel it with your energy and your attention, okay? What I want you to do instead is, what can I do to stay focused today? Because what happens when you do that is, not only are you building that strength, that skill, that habit, that pattern, what can I do today to focus? How can I stay focused today? What could derail me from focus today, and what am I going to do about it? As you make that a priority every single day, through repetition, you become someone for whom focus is easy. We were actually talking about this yesterday. I said to you, when I first started Primal, I would keep the TV on while I was working.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it wasn't like, oh, how do I become a more focused human? It was like, well, what can I do today to be focused, to be more focused? Well, I'm going to have this block of time where I work without distraction. No TV, dog's not in the room, you know, whatever it is. Over time, I became a person who focuses pretty easily. Like, I don't ever have the TV on when I'm working. I don't ever listen to podcasts when I'm working. When I'm working, I'm working. But you don't have to wonder or worry about how you're going to do it in the long run. Just do it in the short run, and the short run is today. So what can you do to stay focused today? What can you do today to be more focused than yesterday? And or what can you do to resist distractions today? That's what I think.
What is the best way to cope with late 40s body changes?
I love talking about this. I don't know why, but this is one of the few areas of science that like still gets me super giddy. And I think it's actually because most of the things that we can do for our bodies as we age, we haven't thought about. And all of the things that we're experiencing as like normal signs of aging, so like I feel more flabby, I can't eat the way I used to, has nothing to do with aging and everything to do that we're with the fact that we're not doing the things we could be doing to support our bodies as we age. Number one, go listen to episode 538. Episode 538 needs to be like the blueprint for everybody over age 30. Because so much, for example, a lot of people believe that after menopause or after hysterectomy, you don't produce any more estrogen and progesterone. That's not true. Your ovaries aren't producing it, but your adrenals pick up the slack from your ovaries. However, that can't happen if you're overstressed. It can't. So stress management is a huge piece of it. The other thing that happens is over 30, we start to lose muscle mass, which is not just about like, oh my gosh, my clothes don't fit the same way or my body composition has changed a little bit. We can't metabolize carbohydrates as well if we are not intentionally maintaining and building muscle as we get older. So 538 is a great episode to go to for that.
This is our last question. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the best one.
Okay.
Why are you awesome?
Why am I awesome?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't even have something like cute or quippy. But seriously, like we were kind of talking about this at the beginning with the coffee question. I really like it when sometimes the questions are like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why am I awesome? I think I'm kind of silly, like, and childish.
And I think you're just genuinely you.
Yeah, I don't try to fake it.
No.
And I really, in my, okay, first of all, I feel like I'm like 18 or 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like an adult at all. But I also don't try to put on a front for anybody that like I'm a polished business person or whatever. Like I'm just this goofy, like super tender-hearted. I am still very much attached to like the 7-year-old version of myself that's just like, really like wants everybody on the playground to play nice and like be nice to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that I work really hard to not be jaded by experience or the people who aren't good. Like, I just want to stay in that, like, can't we all just be nice to each other? Like, very childlike kind of naivete. Is that the way you say it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And treat other people the way you want to be treated.
Yes. Maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know. That's why I think I'm awesome. Why are you awesome?
Oof, geez. Am I awesome?
Yeah, you're awesome.
Thank you. I don't know. I don't know why I'm awesome.
You're really sweet.
Thank you.
I think you're
thanks,
very sweet.
Thanks.
And so yesterday, poor Sarah, I was very upset by this situation.
You were.
And I was like going back and forth between kind of indignation, like, why would someone behave this way? And also like hurt feelings, like I don't want them to be upset with me when I feel like I just told the truth, you know? And poor Sarah just like sat there and listened.
You shouldn't say poor me, because
it wasn't a wonderful work environment kind of day, even though it sucks. It was our first day in the office.
I know, but whatever.
We're going to get a mulligan.
Absolutely.
Because I was like, we should have like champagne.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should have a ribbon cutting or something. Absolutely. It feels monumental.
Yes.
I don't know. But why are you awesome? I gave an answer. You have to give an answer.
I really don't. I don't know how to answer that.
Tough. I'm going to make you.
I don't know that I am awesome.
You are. We already established that. Okay. Now answer.
Oh, geez.
I can think of like 100 things. This is stepping into your confidence.
Well, I was just going to say, I think that I can be thoughtful. I think that's an awesome thing.
You are thoughtful.
Thank you.
You're also really loyal.
Thank you. Yes.
Like
I
think about, you know, your sister and your nephews, like you are ride or die.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And I, you know, that's not a gift bestowed upon all.
True.
But it is a gift bestowed upon you.
Thank you.
And it is one factor of your awesomeness. You're also really talented.
Oh, thanks. You too, my friend.
Depends on the day.
I think we all have those days.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of your awesomeness, because it's giveaway time.
I know. I'm super excited.
I am too.
I love contests and prizes and things like that.
Like,
so.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
This is what I think. Every Saturday we do a giveaway.
Yes.
Yeah. Like an identity journal, a mug, a copy of Chasing Cupcakes. But here's the thing. We pick the winners from the most recent reviews on iTunes.
Mm.
And or people who share an episode they love. Because I've loved seeing people's favorite episodes. It's been like super fun for me.
I know.
So every week we're going to pick a winner and do a giveaway, either based on somebody who's left a review recently. It has to be in the last 7 days of the Primal Potential podcast or of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon, or they've shared an episode that they love on the socials.
Yes.
Every week.
This is another reason why you're awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't forget.
No, we'll make a note.
Yeah, yeah.
Promise, guys.
Yeah. We're going to like have a recurring reminder. Because exactly. Suddenly it's going to be like, you said, I know. No, we're doing it. We won't forget because we like to give away stuff.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun. Okay, so that's the deal. Every week, starting next week, we are going to give away either a Primal Potential mug or a copy of the Identity Journal or a copy of Chasing Cupcakes or just something fun like that. And we will be pulling the winners from reviews of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon, reviews of the Primal Potential podcast on iTunes, or anybody who is on their social, not like going into the group where only group people are, and tagging me in an episode of the podcast. So like, let's do this. Let's start with, instead of bundling your amazing awesomeness hand-painted sign into one of the other giveaways, I just want it to be its own thing.
Okay.
So there's 4 winners.
I'm down.
So your hand-painted sign, what's it going to say?
I think win the moment you're in.
Win the moment you're in. I love that. Yeah. So a sea-sold hand-painted sign that says win the moment you're in goes to Pam Luckenbaugh.
Yeah.
Pam Luckenbaugh. Here's the deal. You have to email sarah@primalpotential.com, S-A-R-A-H, @primalpotential.com to claim your prize. And you have to do so by June 10th. June 10th. So to be eligible to get your prize, you've got to claim it by June 10th. We're giving you a couple weeks, you know, because I know that graduations and all of that, you might be a little behind in the podcast. But Pam Luckenbaugh, you get Win the Moment You're In from the amazingly talented and awesome Sarah and Seasold.
So exciting. Congrats, yeah. Pam.
And we will also post these on the show notes page, primalpotential.com/606. The next prize is a pack of my personal favorite supplements. So I get a lot of questions about this. I don't like to talk products and brands on the show because it is so individual. And more importantly than that, it's just not the primary driver of results, right? We talk about nutrition. We talk about stress. We talk about sleep. But at the same time, I know what you love that I'm also going to send is the energy sticks.
I'm addicted.
True story. This has been the thing that makes me not drink coffee in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's like a big deal for me.
I know. It actually makes me feel better as I'm getting ready for my day, and it could be like totally crazy and I'm starting to stress out about all the things I need to get done. And yeah. I'm like, well, if I have an energy stick, I'm totally fine.
Yes. So you are getting a box of those, 30 in a box, and my favorite protein powder. You've had it too, because I know I made you one when we were driving up to Boston together.
Yeah, I've had the vanilla and I now have the chocolate at home, but I have not tried it yet.
So that is headed your way. Busy_mama_24. So I will post that Instagram handle. That's where that's coming from. But you've got to email sarah@primalpotential.com. Include your mailing address. Same with you, Pam. When you email Sarah, include your mailing address. Busy_mama_TO4. Congratulations. You're going to love this, especially if I'm assuming you're a busy mom to four. Like,
oh my gosh, yeah.
You are going to love us for this.
Yeah.
You are going to be like, where have you been all my life?
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, then the third is our sponsor prize pack. So Thrive Market gift card, Fabletics gift card, free pair of classy glasses, which we love.
Yes, we do.
The blue blockers, so that you're not getting that blue light that suppresses melatonin.
And they're cute.
They are adorable. Sharon Chapman Hull. Sharon Chapman Hull, you win the Thrive Market gift card, Fabletics gift card, and classy glasses. Email Sarah at primalpotential.com. And make sure when you claim your prize, you've got to do so before June 10th, right? Because we don't want like September to come around and be like, hey, you said, because we can barely remember that next week we're doing a giveaway. We are, though.
We are.
It's happening. It's happening. Now the grand prize. The grand prize is free access to the Summer 12 Weeks to Transformation. That's $1,500.
I know. It's amazing.
And free access to Breaking Barriers. That's another $200. And a signed copy of Chasing Cupcakes.
My goodness.
And our identity journal.
That is awesome.
But here's the thing. I just like to like be different.
Okay.
So the winner for that grand prize is posted on the show notes page.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm not saying it here. You have to go to the show notes page, primalpotential.com/606. Like, you better do it.
Because,
like,
know.
If you don't, you're crazy bonkers.
Exactly.
Like, super crazy bonkers. Primalpotential.com/606 to see if you are the winner of the grand prize for our episode 600 giveaway. Guys, I know we're on 606 already, but none of this would exist if it weren't for you. If it weren't for you listening. If it weren't for you giving your feedback, leaving that rating and review, it wouldn't be possible. And when I say this is your show, I mean that this is your show. That the things we talk about on this show are for you and because of you and here to serve you. And we take that really seriously. Like, you matter so much to us, and we are here to help you live your best life, and we want to keep making it better and better, show after show, episode after episode, better for you, to help you help you. So starting next Saturday, giveaway time, the ways to enter. You leave a rating and review of the podcast in iTunes, or a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon, or you post on Instagram or Facebook, tag me and or Primal Potential, so that we can see it, your favorite episode, something that you learned, and we'll be giving away a prize every single Saturday starting next week. So definitely go to primalpotential.com/606. If you don't, you're crazy, because you got to know who won.
I know.
The grand prize. All right. Do you have anything fun going on this weekend? It's Memorial Day weekend.
It is Memorial Day
weekend.
How
did that happen?
I don't know. And I am going to a wedding for a young lady that I used to babysit for, which makes me feel like I'm 100 years old.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, when my grandmother realized that I wasn't in college anymore, she instantly thought I was really old.
Poor Graham.
Yeah, poor me. She was like, "You're so old." Yeah. You know, thanks a lot. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Is it local?
Yes, it is. It's right on the Cape, on the beach, which would be great.
Oh, yeah. I hope that it doesn't rain.
Fingers are crossed. I'm sure hers are too.
I'm going to be eating my 3 feet asparagus.
That is amazing.
The asparagus is like the highlight of my life right now.
I don't blame you. And what a nice surprise, because you didn't plant it.
No, but don't tell people that. I'm just kidding. I want to take credit for it.
You work so hard for that. No,
nothing I planted is blooming, but everything I didn't plant is blooming, but it's fine. I'm just kidding. I don't care. I don't care at all. You know, I think we're just going to like hang out here and plant some more stuff and have a fire. And
Sounds like a good weekend. Yeah.
All right, guys, we love you very, very much. Primalpotential.com/606. The links to everything we talked about today and the grand prize winner will be listed over there. Make today amazing. Every choice is a chance. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.